Say Cibone. And followed up, of course, with the last one for tonight by Barry White. You may hear him playing in the background with his Love Unlimited Orchestra. Thanks for joining us on Dusty Grooves. Dusty Grooves is on 9 to 11 p.m. every Friday. I host every third week, every third Friday monthly. Join us every Friday for the best in funk and soul. I'm going to hand the reins over to DJ Andy, A-N-D-Y. Don't get it twisted. It's just DJ Andy. He's going to hit you with Smash It Back with a very special guest joining him tonight. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Join KGNU for our summer record and CD sale at our Denver home, 700 Calumet Street, on Sunday, August 27th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and again Friday, September 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. With many generous donations from our volunteers, listeners, and local record retailers, we will be well-stocked for any music lover. We have your fix of soul, funk, folk, country, and all eras of jazz, yacht rock, classic rock, hip-hop, hard rock, and overstock. New music from aspiring artists, an incredible collection of vintage Jazz 78s, a trove of live jam band recordings, and other unexpected surprises await. Get your digits dusty with fellow music lovers and support your community radio station either Sunday, August 27th or Friday, September 1st, 700 Calumet Street in Denver.
All right. My name is Andy. This is Smash It Back here on KGNU. Let me get everything set up here for us. All right. I can hear myself. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hold on. Here you are. So we have a special guest here on Smash It Back tonight. Say hi, Talia.
Hi.
Talia. And she'll be helping us play some music tonight, so that's going to be really cool. We're going to be doing a special set tonight of a lot of old stuff and a lot of new stuff, and we're just kind of going to get a sense of where things are, how things sound, the difference between, you know, the 70s and 80s and into the 90s and the 2000s. We have a lot of new music tonight, too. Bands I never heard of before, but I listened to, and they're pretty interesting. So we're going to get started with one of those bands now. This is called, the band is called True Rivals, and the song is called Dead Weight here on KGNU. Smash It Back.
Right.
All right, that was My House, a brand new song from Ellen and the Degenerates. Is that a funny name?
Yeah.
Before that, we had the Asexuals doing Where Were You, and that's off an album from called Contemporary World. Came out in 1984. I actually saw them in Madison, Wisconsin that year, or 85 I saw them, I think. And just one of the craziest drummers I've ever seen. Did it make you want to learn how to play drums?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Get crazy? Jumping around? Yeah. And we started it off with a brand new song called Dead Weight from True Rivals here on KGNU Smash It Back. My name's Andy, and Aunt Talia's with me tonight. Say hi.
Hi.
And we'll be here till midnight playing your favorite music you love to hate. And let's see what else I was gonna tell. Oh yeah, if you want to give me a call or email, call 303-442-4242. Email me at dj@kgnu.org. This is a band called Ebba Grön from Sweden, and they are this is actually from 1978, so we're just gonna alternate as much as I can here. And 1978, that was before you were born, huh?
Yep.
All right, Ebba Grön, KGNU Smash It Back.
about trouble to the east. While we sit together sad, like our fathers used to be. I know the big run by the sleeping foots in my heart. I know my special rider, a concealer in the dark. And feels like heroin to me, feels like heroin to me. She feels like heroin to me, she cannot miss a thing.
That's KG and You Smash It back here. My name's Andy, and got Talia with me tonight. Say hi. You can't wave it into the microphone.
Hi.
The band that we just heard, Ghosts, the movie Life, and the song is Ghosts and the Photographs. And that's a pretty new song by them. She's Like Heroin to Me by The Gun Club, a classic punk rock band and a great song. And then Sticks and Stones by The Creep Show, a band out of Canada, doing some psychobilly. And we had Knights in White Satin by The Dickies, a brand new song by Hot Knife called My Fangs. And from 1978, Eva Grown and Scoot and Snoot. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that right, but you know what? We're in America, not Sweden. So my Swedish friends can tell me what I said wrong. All right. So, Talia, what's your favorite song of the night so far?
Probably had to be Sticks and Stones by The Creep Show.
Why is that?
I really like the power in their voices.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's got a good voice, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed, and I'll be very quick here because we have a lot of music to play. Post sort of Green Day, every band sort of sounds like Green Day, don't they?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Because in the old days, probably every band sounded like, either some LA band, you know, Black Flag or the Germs or something. And now they all sound like Green Day to me. I don't know. A little too poppy, I guess. But that's just how it is. And they're not playing for me, I'm sure. I'm too old. They're playing for you, right, Talia?
Right.
Yeah, okay. this is Smash It Back here, Friday night. It's 11:30. We have about half hour to go. This is a song by The Addicts called Love Sucks. And I'd usually play this around Valentine's Day, but it's September, so whatever.
We're going back. to fire.
That was the Cool Kids from, I think they're from Chicago, right? Screeching Weasel? They're from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
It's 11:45 here on KGNU. Smash It Back. She's looking at me like, stop doing this to me. My name's Andy. We're with Talia tonight, hanging out with us at the Boulder Studios here. Let's see. We also had Puddle of Blood by Hard Girls about a prank.
Interesting.
Yes, it was. That's kind of a scary prank, huh? You see your friend all covered in blood on the bathroom floor, and then they jump up and say, "Fooled ya." Insect Nightmares by the Lillingtons from Wyoming. And you saw them at Riot Fest last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good, huh? Yeah, kind of Ramones-like. It was really fun. And then we had Henry Rollins Is No Fun by Chicks Dig It. Chicks Dig It. C-H-I-X-D-I-G-G-I-T. Started off as sort of a joke. They just put the name on T-shirts and merchandise and sold that. Then they figured they needed to have a band. So they formed a band. And that's Chicks Dig It. Going Back to Wyo by Teenage Bottle Rock. It's sort of a Southern California but, you know, punk sound, Orange County sound. They are from Wyoming, though, along with the Lillingtons. A little Wyoming in the house tonight. And then Victory Lap by Propagandhi. And that's a new track by them. Love Sucks by The Addicts, and that's an old track, and I think that's where we're at. So we have 15 minutes to go. Is there anything you want to say? Oh, I was going to ask you, Cool Kids, it's Cool Kids. That was the song sort of about middle school and high school, huh?
Yeah.
Was there a lot of, is there a lot of that stuff going on at your school?
Not currently. No. It's going to get there.
Oh, yeah. It's too early for drama. Yeah. School just started. That's why I said September, not August, by the way, because when I was a kid, we always started in September, and that was what I was thinking of. So it is August, and it's not Valentine's Day either. My name's Andy. This is KGNU Smash It Back Friday Nights. We're going to do a cover coming up right now from a band called No Use for a Name. This is a brand new album called Rarities Volume 1, The Covers. And this is an interesting take on a song that really sucked originally. So take a listen. KGNU.
Thank you. sweeps the floor. Osocracy made of us. We demand nothing less. And if you got nothing better to do, there's a meeting every Sunday afternoon. You can talk about skinheads at the shows. You can vote off whether you're gonna vote.
All right, Gilman Street from the Mr. T Experience, and they were the direct. I always think of them as the band that spawned Green Day. Singing about Gilman Street, both bands from Berkeley, and these guys just first and a great band. Singer actually wrote a book, is an author now, and wrote the young adult book called King Dork. That was actually won some awards and stuff, so that's kind of cool. Hammer in the Bay, another Bay Area band, the Sea Hags, and these guys were from the mid '80s, and just one of the they were amazingly good. Unfortunately, three junkies and an alcoholic don't make a very good band, do they, Talia?
No.
Yeah. And a shortened version of Beth. By No Use for a Name, and we started it off with Cool Kids, I think, by Screeching Weasel. It is 11:58. Do you want to tell us something?
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Perfect. My name's Andy. This has been Smash It Back, and stay tuned for Sleepless Nights coming up in a little bit. This is Big Wig, The Girl in the Green Jacket, to say goodnight.
Well, I try to talk to you, but words all come out wrong. What would I say to you? That's why I sing my song. There's no connection, just feelings of regret that I didn't talk to. I try to talk to you, but words all come out wrong. What would I say to you? That's why I sing my song. There's no connection, just feelings of regret that I didn't talk to. That girl in the green jacket.